From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting divisions over the migrant crisis.
Versagt Europa in der Flüchtlingsfrage.
German Chancellor Angela Merkel is calling on European nations to do more to share the burden of caring for the migrants streaming onto the continent. Germany has accepted many of the refugees. Slovakia and the Czech Republic, along with Hungary and Poland, are blocking a plan for European Union member states to accept specific numbers of refugees. Ukraine's President Petro Poroshenko has described as a stab in the back a violent demonstration against legislation granting more autonomy to pro-Russian separatists in eastern Ukraine. A Ukrainian security officer was killed and dozens were wounded in a demonstration. Daniel Scharf takes a look.
Ukraine's Interior Minister Arseniy Avakov says the guardsman died of a shrapnel wound to the heart. The shrapnel was thought to have come from a grenade fired from the crowd of nationalist protesters. Authorities said the suspect was apprehended, along with about 30 others. Avakov accused a member of the right-wing Ukrainian Svoboda Party of launching the grenade as they clashed with guardsmen in riot gear outside parliament. Daniel Scherf, Moscow.
South Sudanese rebel leader Riek Machar is complaining of attacks by government troops that he says is putting the recent peace agreement in jeopardy. Machar told reporters Monday the government is failing to respect the ceasefire by attacking rebel-held areas.
Well, if it goes on, it means the peace agreement is not implementable. You know, and if a peace agreement is not implementable, then it is just a paper.
The attacks could not be independently verified. Thai authorities investigating this month's Bangkok bomb attack have announced finding more bomb-making materials in a raid on an apartment in the capital. They also have issued an arrest warrant for two suspects. This is VOA News. White House spokesman Josh Earnest says U.S. National Security Advisor Susan Rice has told Pakistani officials there is more work the Pakistani government can do to confront extremist groups. Earnest said the first item on Rice's agenda during a brief visit to Pakistan Sunday was the security relationship between Pakistan and the United States. Rice passed on an invitation for Pakistani Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif to visit Washington in late October. Ministers from 11 countries and the European Union have reaffirmed a commitment to take urgent action to slow the pace of global warming in the Arctic region. The officials from countries including the U.S., France, South Korea, and Singapore announced their pledge at a joint statement on Monday at a conference in Alaska. President Barack Obama will address that meeting as part of a three-day tour of the region that also includes a hike to a glacier. Mr. Obama is facing backlash from some Ohio lawmakers following his decision to rename Alaska's Mount McKinley to Denali. Mount McKinley is the tallest mountain in North America and was named after President William McKinley, who was born in Ohio. Egypt plans to hold its long-delayed parliamentary elections in October and November this year, Heather Murdoch reports.
Chairman of the High Electoral Committee, Chancellor Ayman Abbas, says the elections will begin October 18th and conclude after two-day phases on November 23rd. He warns future parliamentary candidates against inciting violence or attempting to rig the elections. Egypt has been without a parliament since June 2012, when a Muslim Brotherhood-dominated parliament dissolved. Heather Murdoch, Cairo.
A court in southeastern Turkey has ordered two British journalists and their translator remanded into custody ahead of an eventual trial on charges of engaging in terrorist activity. Monday's court ruling in the city of Diyarbakir orders the reporting crew who worked for the U.S. internet-based Vice News back to jail 2 days after their arrest near the borders with Syria, Iraq, and Iran. The French news agency says a fourth suspect, a driver, was freed. Sudan's foreign minister and the International Criminal Court says the International Criminal Court's indictment of President Omar al-Bashir is merely a European matter and has been rejected by the rest of the international community. Mr. Bashir is beginning a four-day visit to China at the invitation of the Chinese government. He's there to attend celebrations marking Japan's defeat in World War II. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.